Hello, fellow listeners, and welcome back to Bruno's Own Music Blast, also known as Bomb Radio on Bedford 105.1. I'm your host, Phil Bruno. The theme of today's show is Rest in Peace, Volume 1. I've been contemplating doing a series of shows as a tribute to some of the finest musicians of our time who are no longer with us. The recent death of Greg Allman motivated this first installment. Today's show features the Allman Brothers, Jack Bruce, George Harrison, and Jimi Hendrix. Now, let's get to the music. Appropriately, the first song of today is by the Allman Brothers. The band released their historic live album at the Fillmore in 1971. I saw them there at that show and a few other times, and around the time they recorded the album, they were appearing so often they were like the house band. Bill Graham even chose them to be the final act on the closing night of the Fillmore East, June 27, 1971. Statesboro Blues opened the show with Duane's blazing slide guitar riffs that would become etched in our psyches. Without further ado, here's Statesboro Blues.
Thank you.
The next song was written by Jack Bruce and released on his first solo album, Songs for a Tailor, in 1969. This version was performed by Mountain on their 1970 debut album, Climbing. The vocals, performed by Felix Pappalardi, who also passed on, are hauntingly beautiful. Like the Almonds, Mountain played the Fillmore East 6 times, closing the historic rock venue with the brothers on the final night. Here's Theme for an Imaginary Western by Mountain.
Thank you. shiny metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground. Blue all the life-giving waters taken for granted. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is on. But they're all bold as love. Yes, they're all bold as love. Yes, they're all bold as love. Just ask the axes. My red is so confident he flashes trophies of war. And ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's fighting like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep tolling me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a, yeah, I'm bold as love. Yeah, yeah. Answers. He knows everything. Yeah, yeah,
welcome back to Bomb Radio with your host, Phil Bruno. The theme of today's show is Rest in Peace, Volume 1. It's a tribute to some of the finest musicians of our time who are no longer with us. Today's show features the Allman Brothers, Jack Bruce, George Harrison, and Jimi Hendrix. That last song was Axis Bold as Love by Jimi Hendrix. Jimi died in 1970 at the young age of 27, only a few weeks before Janis Joplin. One of the most influential guitarists and musicians of the late 60s, his time at the top of the scene was relatively short. His body of work, however, is undeniably brilliant. Now, let's hear a song by George Harrison along with the Beatles. Also, along for the ride was Eric Clapton on lead guitar. From the Amazing White album, this song certified that George was a serious songwriter in his own right. It was almost time to go on his own. More on that later. Here's While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
sleeping while my guitar gently weeps. Look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Told you they bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning while my guitar gently weeps. Every mistake surely be learning. Still my guitar gently weeps.
Cream released their masterpiece album Wheels of Fire in 1968, the same year the Beatles released the White Album. A double album, one disc was recorded in the studio while the other was live. Jack Bruce was one of the finest bass players and songwriters of his era. A fine example of both, here's Cream with Deserted Cities of the Heart.
On this street where time has died, the golden tree you never tried. In times of old, gone by, if I could catch a dancing eye, it was on the way, on the road to dream, yeah. Now my heart's drowned in those love streams, yeah.
its trees are gone. The story's told, the dark has won. Once he set sail to catch a star, he had to fail, it was too far. It was on the way, on the road to dreams. Now my heart's drowned in those dreams.
The Allman Brothers Band was perhaps the greatest live band in rock. The band shared many tragedies over its lifetime. Duane Allman also was arguably one of the best guitarists whose slide work blazed the trail for others to follow. He passed on in November of 1971. A year later, bassist Barry Oakley died. Then in 2017, drummer Butch Trucks and bandleader Greg Allman passed on as well. As a tribute to them all, let's listen to Duane's favorite song written by brother Greg, which appropriately was played at Duane's funeral. Here's the somber yet beautiful Melissa by the Allman Brothers.
Yeah. sweet Melissa.
Yeah!
distance, I think they're calling our name. Maybe now you can't hear them, but you will if you just take hold of my hand. Oh, but are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Not necessarily stone, but beautiful.
Welcome back to Bomb Radio with your host, Phil Bruno. The theme of today's show is Rest in Peace, Volume 1. The theme is a tribute to some of the finest musicians of our time who are no longer with us. Today's show features the Allman Brothers, Jack Bruce, George Harrison, and Jimi Hendrix. That last song by Jimi was the title track from his breakthrough debut album, Are You Experienced, released in the summer of love of 1967. George Harrison was a firm believer in love. Clearly the most spiritual of the Beatles, he embraced Eastern beliefs and Hinduism. Spiritual themes wove themselves through his musical compositions and were highlighted on his brilliant debut solo triple album, All Things Must Pass. From the album, here's A Waiting on You All. Jack Bruce was a classically trained cellist until he felt restricted by the boundaries imposed by the genre. He branched off to play jazz with the Graham Bond Organization, where he met fellow drummer and Cream mate Ginger Baker. After Cream broke up, Bruce put out the album Songs for a Tailor, on which he returned to his jazzier side. From the 1969 album, here's Never Tell Your Mother She's Out of Tune. ¶¶ Let's get back to the guitar players now with Jimi Hendrix. The interesting thing about Jimi was how versatile he was across the genres he blended into his style. He could move from the blues to soft ballads to funk and soul while pioneering the use of the wah-wah and other electronic effects. He is a real beauty from Axis Boulder's Love. Enjoy Castles Made of Sand.
Disgrace, and she slams the door in his troubled face. And now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. He cries, "Oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love you and me had?" Against the door he leans and starts to sing, and his tears fall and burn in garden green. And so castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually. A little Indian brave who, before he was 10, played war games in the woods with his Indian friends. And he built a dream that when he grew up, he would be a fearless warrior, Indian chief. Many moons passed, and more the dream grew stronger, till tomorrow he would sing his first war song and fight his first battle. But something went wrong. Surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. And so castles made of sand melts into the sea eventually. A young girl whose heart was a frown, cause she was crippled for life and she couldn't speak a sound, and she wished and prayed she could stop living, so she decided to die. She drew a wheelchair to the edge of the shore, and to her legs she smiled, "You won't hurt me no more." But then a sight she never seen made her jump and say, "Look, a golden winged ship is passing my way." And it really didn't have to stop, it just kept on going. And so castles made of sand slips into the sea eventually.
Welcome back to Bomb Radio with your host, Phil Bruno. The theme of today's show is Rest in Peace, Volume 1. The theme is a tribute to some of the finest musicians of our time who have passed on. Today's show features the Allman Brothers, Jack Bruce, George Harrison, and Jimi Hendrix. Now, let's do a pair of Allman Brothers tunes, one for Duane and one for Greg. First, from their 1970 album, Idlewild South, I'll play Don't Keep Me Wondering to highlight Duane's unmatched slide work. I'll follow that with Ain't Wasting Time No More from their 1972 album, Eat a Peach. Enjoy a nice set from a great pair of brothers.
You got reasons for the way that you've been mad. home. Maybe sometimes then you don't. But leave your mind alone.
Two songs to go. First, I'll play Beware of Darkness by George Harrison, released on All Things Must Pass. I'll play the live version from the Concert for Bangladesh, one of the first major benefit concerts. It was held at Madison Square Garden on August 1st of 1971. I went upstate New York that weekend with some friends. On the return trip home, we heard that Dylan showed up, and that made up my mind. I went home, showered, and took the train into Manhattan. I wound up getting a ticket outside for $20 to one of the finest shows of my life. Two other members of the band from that night have also since passed on. Leon Russell sings a verse in the next song, while Billy Preston performed his hit, That's the Way God Planned It. Here's George Harrison and friends with Beware of Darkness.
Watch out now, take cover. We'll be right back.
watch out now. Take care, beware of greedy leaders. They take you where you should not go.
Now for the final song. Jimi Hendrix was not only a gifted songwriter, he also was a master interpreter of other songs, taking them and making them his own. Appreciating Dylan's work, he took the next song and cut the definitive version on his third and final studio album, Electric Ladyland. The album is considered his finest work and one of the best rock albums ever. He is the master of the Stratocaster with All Along the Watchtower.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. But a joke, but you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us start talking falsely now. The hour's getting late. Hey! Thank you.
Well, that's it for today's show. I hope it was a chance to reflect and that it brought back some great memories. Thanks for listening. Keep listening for the next installment. Until then, this is your host, Phil Bruno, saying, rest in peace, brothers and sisters.